From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hundreds gathered to pay respect to those killed at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina this week. A makeshift shrine of flowers, balloons, cards, and stuffed animals has formed in front of Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. VOA's Amanda Scott visited the church Saturday and reports that they will be holding Sunday services as usual.
Well, currently there are still hundreds of people filing in by foot. You also have a lot of onlookers coming by car, taking a look, taking a picture. You have people standing around, quietly mourning, but also comforting each other and offering prayers and words of encouragement. A couple of hours after we got on the scene, the presiding pastor of the church came out and made an announcement that they would be reopening for Bible study as well as for church and, you know, just opening themselves as a place where the church members and members of the neighboring community could come and pay their respects and move on from the tragedy that happened earlier this week.
That's VOA's Amanda Scott. You can find more on this story by visiting our website, voanews.com. A powerful car bomb exploded outside the Kabat al-Mahdi Mosque in Sana'a, Yemen on Saturday, where Houthi rebels and other Shiites pray. Security officials say that at least two people were killed and six others injured in the blast. Video from the scene showed the charred remains of the car outside the mosque surrounded by blast debris. The Islamic State has claimed credit for the attack. This is the second attack in Yemen's capital city claimed by the Islamic State affiliate in Yemen. On Wednesday, a series of bombings killed at least four people and wounded 60 others. This is VOA News. The United States on Saturday called on debt-ridden Greece to make some tough fiscal decisions leading to a quick deal with international creditors to prevent the potential breakup of the 19-nation eurozone. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew, speaking to CNN, said that Athens should act now or risk ruining the country's economy and devastating the Greek society. The near-bankrupt Greek government needs to reach a so-called cash-for-reforms deal by June 30th to avoid defaulting on a $1.8 billion loan repayment to the International Monetary Fund. Athens also owes a $7.6 billion payment to the European Central Bank in July and August, but has so far balked at austerity demands from creditors in exchange for further cash. Negotiations remained at a standstill ahead of an emergency summit of European leaders set for Monday in Brussels. Saturday was World Refugee Day, and UN Special Envoy Angelina Jolie joined UN High Commissioner for Refugees Antonio Guterres at the Midyat refugee camp in Turkey. At a joint news conference following their visit, Jolie said that the world has largely ignored the refugee crisis.
We should call this what it is. This is not just a refugee crisis, but a crisis of global security and governance that is manifesting itself in a world refugee crisis that is the worst ever recorded.
The United Nations Refugee Agency says in a new report that a record number of people, nearly 60 million this year, have been forced to flee their homes in search of safety. The UN says that one in every 122 humans is now either a refugee, internally displaced, or seeking asylum. Three people were killed and at least 34 others injured when a man drove his SUV at high speed into a crowd gathered to celebrate the Austrian Grand Prix Formula One race in Graz, Austria, Saturday. Police said that six of those injured, including two children, are in serious condition. Witnesses said the man apparently drove his vehicle at high speed into the crowd at random, sending victims crashing into the windshield and flying off the vehicle. A police commander said the 26-year-old Austrian of Bosnian origin was known for domestic violence. The driver was arrested after surrendering following the incident. And Mali's Tuareg-led rebels, that is, have signed a peace agreement with the Bamako government more than a month after other armed groups took similar action to end years of unrest in the impoverished desert nation. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.